You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We're shy of 16 minutes until the hour of 7 o'clock, actually. Let's just focus on to this. So the world's largest platinum producer by value, Valterra Platinum Group, has delivered a masterclass on how to let the work speak for itself through their results for the year ending June 30. Between January to June, profit margins increased significantly, driven by stronger prices within the platinum group, as well as elevated production and sales. Headline earnings per share increased to 82.02 rand from 4.73 rand. That's a 1,633% jump compared to the previous period. Revenue increased 94% to 82 billion rand, and adjusted EBITDA margin rose fourfold to 33.4 billion rand. Craig Miller is the CEO of Valterra. He joins us on the line for more. What a breathtaking set of results, Craig. You've recorded growth across all key financial metrics. Were you surprised?
Good evening, Didi. Surprised, maybe not, but incredibly proud of what the team have been able to accomplish in the 6 months. And I think it just highlights the real value that we all see in our business and our ability to be able to really create sustainable value for all of our stakeholders.
Congratulations. Let's take a look at the operational performance, and you can talk us through production and sales. What did you witness there?
Yeah, so production from our mines, our own mines, increased 9% in the first half of the year to about 1 million ounces. Our refined production, it increased 25% from last year, and that really is on the back of the recovery from the flooding incident that we had at the beginning of last year, but as well as some inventory optimization work that we've been doing because of the stability in our downstream processing, and that translated into 17% increase in sales. And given that Platinum Group metal prices were up 66% in rand terms, we certainly lent into that higher price environment, and that's translated into the results that we've published today.
So the company's EBITDA margin mining EBITDA margin expanded by 50%. What does that speak to, especially when we look at cost discipline?
Yeah, so I mean, we've been very focused around driving efficiencies within the business, and you would have seen today. So despite inflation rising, inflation in our business is around 7%. 1% of that is because of the conflict in the Middle East. We've been able to offset that with efficiencies across the entire value chain. So very focused around driving further cost savings, and we're going to realize more energy savings in the second half of the year as our renewable energy program comes through. But more importantly, just operating the assets more stably and really focused around value. And that will help propel us into, I think, a good financial position for the whole of 2026.
You are sitting with a very strong balance sheet. How did the investment grade debt note program actually contribute to the results?
Yes, so we issued 2 billion rands of debt notes earlier in the year. The benefit of that is it was our inaugural bond issuances, so we certainly went into the market. But the benefit of that is our interest cost is about 1 percentage point lower than what we currently have. But so that left us at the half year with about 55 billion rand of facilities. Because of the strong operating and financial performance, we're able to finish the half year with about 24 billion rand worth of cash on the balance sheet, which has enabled us to pay the 15 billion rand out in an interim dividend payable to shareholders at the end of August.
Unfortunately, you were not incident free. What sort of measures have been put in place to deal with this?
Yeah, so tragically, we have had 3 fatalities during the first half of the year. We're incredibly saddened by that, and we're doubling our efforts to really ensure that we can achieve zero harm across the operation. So we've strengthened some of our procedures. We're certainly looking at how we deal with risk in our business and how we mitigate that and take people out of harm's way. But most importantly, looking to continue to simplify ways of operating so that our team members can be in the front, and supervisors can be in the front line, engaging with our team members at the rock face, and ultimately looking to protect people and ensure that they go home safely every single day.
The PGM market in this period experienced a substantial recovery. I look at the price of platinum today, it's down 1.3%. As we look ahead, if you will, what can we really expect? Is it a fair question?
Yes, no, I think it's perfectly valid. You're not alone in asking the question.
Great.
Shareholders do, and everybody else does. Look, I think from our perspective, yes, certainly we saw a significant rally in prices in the first quarter of the year. They've come off a bit now, but they're still 30% higher than the average for 2025. So a meaningful step up. And I do feel that the prices broadly reflect the underlying demand for PGMs, particularly in the industrial space. You're still seeing really healthy automotive demand outside of China. And then obviously you continue to see sort of investment demand playing itself out. So we have a positive outlook for the market. And then if you underpin that with anticipated deficits in both platinum, palladium and rhodium for the next year or so, palladium much longer, actually we see a deficit into the medium term. That gives us the confidence that PGM prices are expected to remain elevated, and consequently that enables us to invest back into the assets at Valterra Platinum and be disciplined in terms of how we both allocate capital to grow production, but also to return value to shareholders.
Fair enough. Maybe you can just quickly, if you will, please, just talk us through your sustainability efforts.
Yeah, so sustainability is integrated into absolutely everything that we do. And we look at sustainability from both a value creation and a value protection perspective. So we're quite focused around the climate and the environment. And so you'd have seen today that we highlighted the 30% renewable energy supply that we now have into the business, which not only gives us reliable energy, it reduces our costs, and importantly reduces our carbon footprint, which is key to what our customers and what our society is asking us. So particularly focused around that, we're looking at actively ensuring that we achieve carbon neutrality by the end of the next decade, and I'm working with the team to see how we can bring that forward. Similar to that, we also look at supporting our host communities and local communities, and you'd have seen today that we also in the 6 months commissioned a 5 megaliter per day water treatment plant, which not only reduces our water requirements at our operations, but actually gives the community access to clean water. So it's absolutely integrated into all of our work, and we'll continue to progress that because we do think that is a value protection and a value creation opportunity. And
Craig, well done to you and your team. Craig Miller is the CEO of Valterra Platinum, the world's largest platinum producer by value.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.